Good morning. We're continuing Chayyot Mechichas Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chaf Simen Gimel. Just to clarify what's going to be happening in the next few Simonim. So in Simen Gimel, he discusses the halachas of Kli Rishon. In Simen Dalet, he discusses the halachas of Kli Sheni. And touches on Kli Shlishi. And in Simen Hei, he talks about Dabar Gush. If you have a solid item in a Kli Sheni, because the fact that it holds a significant amount of heat with it, maybe we should deal with it as if it's a Kli Rishon. So we'll talk about that more, Be'ezus Hashem. So these three simonim deal with the different layers, steps of the kelim. Afterwards, he goes and discusses what types of items can go into these kelim. So now here in Simon Gimel, he talks about Kli Rishon, and then also about Irid Kli Rishon. So he discusses a scenario where potentially it would have an impact. The Irid Kli Rishon would have an impact and make the item usher to benefit from. Back in Klal Tess, when he went through various different broad general rules about Hilchos Shabbos, he mentioned the concept known as Maisa Shabbos, that Chazal answered benefiting from Malacha, which was done on Shabbos. Even it was done by Shurgig, there are some limitations. It was done by Mezid. There are more limitations. And there's more Machlokas Hawi Paskin. What exactly is prohibited for the person himself, for others as well, only on Shabbos, even after Shabbos. So all of that was discussed before in the Klal Tess and Simon Yud Aleph. So, he's going to use that now to discuss an example of how this could play out. A person does Irid Kli Rishon onto something which will then be cooked because they klipa, so the person cannot benefit from the klipa. He would have to remove the klipa before he can use the item. So how thick is a klipa that is cooking k'day klipa? How would one remove it? And what's the scenario that's going to play out? Because practically we're dealing with a food which is raw. You're not eating the rest of the food either. It's raw. If you're dealing with food which is cooked already, so maybe we should say b'diyeh with ein bishlach or bishl. So what's the scenario that we're discussing? So all that has to be understood. The shir of k'day klipa, we find k'day klipa is discussed in Yerodeya in regards to the problem of Isurim being absorbed into het heter. So something of Isur pours onto something of heter, so it absorbs k'day klipa. The same thing as we have over here, the impact is k'day klipa. Over there, the impact, which is the absorption, is an adjunct to the k'ayach of bishul, and is absorbed k'day klipa. Sometimes it says over there the amount that one needs to remove, it absorbs even thicker, deeper into k'day netila. So k'day netila is understood to be the width of a thumb. So the person has the large joint of the thumb. Person measures across that thickness. That's the share of k'day netila, which is required in certain scenarios of Yerodeya, where Isser gets adjacent to heter, and it's hot, and there's absorption. The shear is k'day netila. But sometimes, like over here, the shear is only k'day klipa. Klipa means it's thinner than that. It's thick enough that if a person can take it off, it will maintain its integrity and be one long piece of food. As opposed to a person takes off a very thin layer, it would fall apart. The thickness has to be enough that it could be taken off as one contiguous piece of strip of food. Person does less than that, it would not be k'day netila, excuse me, k'day klipa. It would be less than k'day klipa. The exact numbers, how that is measured, what exactly the number is, I'm not familiar exactly if they put an exact number on that. So where's a scenario where a person would discuss k'day klipa? I mean, if it's something which is raw, so he cooked the outer part and he can't, so we say, well, take that off and then use the inner part. The inner part is raw. So the scenario would be a scenario where we are concerned for bishul on something which is cooked already, but we have a rule of ein bishul acher bishul. So the chayotim suggests a case where a person does bishul to something which is baked. So is there bishul on something which already has been baked beforehand? So that is going to be a discussion, which we will see later on in this klal. But as Hashem in the next year, we will introduce it a little more clearly to be able to understand the words of the chayotim over here. Meanwhile, have a good day.